Hi everyone, Gina Aliotti here. I am so excited for all of you who have completed our breakthrough challenge. I just want you to like give yourself a big hug. Like, how awesome is that? That you completed our challenge, you rocked it, you learned, you grew, you saw results, you had gained energy, hopefully confidence, all of the above. So this week, I really just want you to be proud of yourself. And we are going to focus this week on reflection. It's really important that now that you've accomplished a goal, and even if you weren't perfect, if you saw things through and did your absolute best, picked yourself back up, did whatever it took to get to where you are today, I want you to look back and reflect on all the things that you learned, big and small, that you can really like absorb and like take on as a new breakthrough in your life. Like, think about everything. Everything as small as saying no to a dessert, to as big as crushing a craving with this newfound creation, or whatever it may be. So big or small, I really want this week to be about reflection, and hopefully you're going to roll these reflections into your testimonial and your success story submission. Which I will be giving you more information on that. But I just want to share a little bit about my own reflections, as you know, I've been a top competitor, and just my own reflections, whether it be running a marathon, a half marathon, competing at on the Olympia stage, the Arnold stage, whatever it may be, the things that I gained through the journey, from the start to the finish, all the things in between. I wanted to share a little bit of my own personal reflections, and then I want you to reflect on your own gains, your personal gains this week. I really, really want you to do this. So I want you to not see the end as how much weight did I lose, or let me see my photos. That's not your success. The true success of your journey is everything you learned from the beginning to the end, everything you learned along the way. So a few of my reflections and my take homes that I learned, such big lessons in life that you gain from setting your heart to a goal and accomplishing your goal. Some of the ones I learned were, number one, you guys learn to ditch the scale. I hope that this was one huge take home from all of this, that the scale, it lies. It lies, people. It doesn't truly reflect your success. So many people have said, oh, I see changes in my body and I feel amazing, but the scale hasn't moved at all or as much as I wanted. The scale is such a small, non-important variable to your success. It really should be used as a marker. Like, if you could just weigh yourself as a marker to know, like, oh my gosh, I'm up 20 pounds, or, you know, then you know, okay, I got to scale back. But the scale should not be used on a daily basis to track your success. So ditch the scale. That is one thing I learned through competing. I learned that it didn't matter how much I worked, how many cardio sessions I did, how much I was on my diet. My weight really did not fluctuate that much, but my body composition, when you see the photos, were incredibly different. So if I would have used that scale as a marker, and I see this with my clients every single day, if you use your scale as a marker, you are going to feel so defeated. So ditch that scale. If you have to throw it out the window, please do it. Like, just get rid of it. If it's causing you that much frustration, just toss it. The other thing is consistency, a big, big word. We focused a whole week on this mantra and we focus on it every single day, but hopefully you're seeing that it was through consistency. It's the day in and the day out. It's the plug and chug. It's getting up. It's doing your cardio. It's doing your workouts. That is huge in our journey, and it's going to continue on. Consistency should be the name of your game. When you're consistent, you dig deep every single day, and that's something I learned through competing as well, where, you know, I was on a diet and I was doing everything 100%. I did not skip a beat when I competed. I honestly promise you, I did not skip a beat. But when you are consistent in your efforts, that's when the results are going to show. And there were so many times when I wanted to give up, and I'm like, I'm putting in so much and I'm not seeing the results. But I was consistent and I kept the blinders on. I kept digging deep. And by the end of my 12-week prep, I was where I needed to be. So being consistent with your efforts is huge. the power and the importance of goal setting. That's what we do with our challenges, our monthly challenges. I want you to know the importance of when you set your mind to something and you set that goal, there's something super powerful about that. If you say, I'm going to do this, you end up not doing it. You may be excited for a day or two, but you don't end up following through because you never set a concrete goal. And we focus on those SMART goals. We talk about them a lot, but having a solid goal, a 6-week goal, which we had, you know, setting up like the month of February, I'm doing A, B, and C, or, you know, really having these concrete goals, the power of goal setting is huge. Creativity, I hope that this was a big one. I know I learned my creativity through my competition days and whatnot, but really being able to learn how to be creative both in the gym or at home with your workouts and in the kitchen is huge. This is something that I've learned over the years and how to get creative when you have those cravings. How can you still stay on track but yet satisfy that craving? Or how can you still keep it fun and fresh in with your workouts when you only have a pair of 5-pound dumbbells? So creativity is huge. Mental strength. I learned so much about mental strength. When you think of getting in shape, people think of, oh, how much can you lift? Or how are your lifts going? How is your strength? All of those things. But mental strength tends to be something that gets overshadowed. And as you guys know, there are so many days where you really had to convince yourself that today you were going to show up. It didn't matter what it took. You really had to talk yourself into your workout. And trust me, this happens more often than not with my own personal workouts. It's building that mental strength, building that mental capacity to know that your mind is so much stronger than your body. Your mind is something that can make you or break you. And so overcoming those mental barriers and really focusing on mental strength is huge. And that is something that I learned throughout my journey. You are your own judge. So many people are looking on the outside, looking for that confirmation, that affirmation, all those different things from other people, but you are your own judge and you are the one that knows how much you showed up. You are the one that knows, did you show up? You are the one to judge your own efforts and nobody else knows but you. And there is no better feeling when you know that you gave 110%. It didn't matter what the judges were telling me. I knew in my heart what I was giving, what I was capable of, how hard I was working, and that is truly all that matters. The magnifying glass theory, this is a big one. It is the power of what can happen when you focus your energy on one thing. So often we are all over the place with our goals. We're trying this and we're trying that and we're trying all these different methods. And the truth is you spread yourself so thin that you cannot really focus on one thing and your results aren't going to be the same. When you focus on the magnifying theory, which is where you put your heart, your energy, your soul, everything into one thing, that is when if you had a magnifying glass and you focused it on, you know, if you're trying to create a fire, if you had that magnifying glass and you were scaling it left and right, back and forth, it's not going to light something on fire. You really have to have that energy laser focused in order for you to see the changes, see the results, and to ignite that fire, to see those true changes. So the magnifying glass theory is something that I truly learned. When my focus was on, I have a goal, I'm going to do anything and everything, and my laser focus, I don't care what's going on over here or over there, this has to be my focus. That is when you're going to see results. If you're on the breakthrough challenge, but yet you're looking at keto and you're looking at paleo and you're looking at all these other things and you're trying to implement other aspects of other diet plans or programs, you're not going to get the same results as if you were just completely 100% laser focused on our breakthrough plan. So whatever it is you're doing, have that laser focus, and that is when you are going to be that much more successful. The final one, there were so many life lessons I learned, but the final one, and this, I've always been a vegetable lover, you guys know, but I truly learned that veggies are my absolute best friend. They would get me through times where I was having cravings or times where I felt like I needed more food. If I didn't learn this life lesson, I don't know where I would be, but the fact that I learned this at such a young age, that vegetables are your best friend, and I hope this is like a true take home home for all of you guys who feel like when you're on a diet that you're going to be deprived. When you learn that veggies are your best friend and you always can turn to them through thick or thin, that they're there to save the day, it is like the most epic life-changing realization, because you will never be hungry. I mean, there's so many different vegetables that you can pick from that are free, that you can munch on mindlessly, and they will save you when you are just having one of those moments. So think about it. Think about all the lessons that you've learned. I mean, this was kind of a lot of information and as one mantra, but the point is I want you to reflect this week. I want you to reflect on every single thing you did. And you often forget all the things. So I hope that you were taking note along the way. But if not, I really want you to sit down and reflect on your journey, because you forget. You forget where you came from. You forget the obstacles. You almost forget what you look like when you started. And that's the importance of taking those before photos. But I want you to reflect on your journey. And when you submit your success story, I truly hope that you can share some of those incredible reflections with everyone. And I'm just so excited to hear and to learn everything that you guys went through, to break through anything and everything that you overcame throughout our challenge. So this week, you guys, take some time, sit down, find a cozy spot, grab a pen and paper, and just sit there and just write. Write whatever it is that you feel like you overcame. And I am so excited to hear from all of you. As you guys know, for me, the before and after photos are so incredible. But what like really gets me going is hearing the stories and really hearing like the story. It's about the story for me that really excites me. It's the photos get me excited, but the story is what really just makes me smile that much more. So I'm super excited to hear from all of you guys. Take some time, reflect, and we'll chat real soon.